All right, then we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on the bottom of page 49. So remember again, the Mechaber says finally, he says the Chachamenu Zichronim Livracha. It's quoting over here from the actual Mesilas Yesharim. Chazal said, Horunu Beferush Tzorach HaChashbon Hazeh. Well, so remember again, just the theme that the Mechaber Rav Kashtil was speaking about yesterday is the need for evaluation and introspection. Remember, just going with the business model. So if the business wants to grow, they constantly need to evaluate, to reevaluate, to look at the circumstances, to see what works, to see what doesn't work. But that is obvious. Meaning, I'm obvious. You know, that is quite intuitive. The nuanced point that the Mechaber is bringing up over here is that that type of cheshbon, that type of introspective evaluation, only works if it's consistent. Meaning that if it only happens at irregular intervals, then lemaisa, again, that type of introspection is not really going to yield any type of substantive possibilities. And that's what Chazal speak about tzorach ha-cheshbon, the need, ultimately, again, cheshbon means like an evaluation. V'hu mash omru zichron levracha, al kein yomru ha-moshlim. So this is actually quite amazing. That's why he's going to, the Ramchal darshens this a little bit. So he quotes over here the Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, and the Gemara says that it's very important to engage in cheshbon, very important to engage in constant evaluation of oneself and one's life. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, al kein yomru ha-moshlim. Therefore, now again, just so you understand, the Pasuk itself is al kein yomru ha-moshlim, therefore the rulers. It's referring to the rulers of Canaan. The Ramchal darshes this pasuk in a very beautiful way. What does it mean? Al-kin yomru ha-moshlim. Remember again, a moshel will see misha rotze lihios gibor. Someone who wants to be truly strong, moshel, someone who is a ruler. Kimosha omru mishle tov erach apayim me gibor, u-moshel beruach milo keidir. Like the pasuk in Mishle says, someone who is slow to anger, erach apayim, is better, someone who has that type of emotional strength, is better than someone who is a gibor, someone who possesses physical strength. Umoshel beruchho, someone who has the ability to rule over his spirit. We'll say, you know, like, the greatest strength in life is the ability to keep it together under stressful situations. That's what he calls over here, Erech Apayim and Moshel Berucho. These type of, so listen to this word, Moshel Berucho Melokei Dir, someone who's able, Moshel Berucho, to rule over his emotion is stronger in the eyes of Chazal than someone who conquers an entire city. It's amazing, right? Because the truth is, again, to conquer an entire city, you need physical muscle. Physical muscle is no small feat either. But to be able to go ahead and go through life with emotional strength, the ability to control my emotions, that's the strongest thing he says. He says, someone who is able to rule over his emotion, he is the true strong man. Tzorech lihios gibor. So we'll say, you see over here that, and again, we've said this many times already, that true strength in life comes from the ability to rule over emotion. Ability to rule over emotion comes about how? Through cheshbon, through evaluation, through introspection. Page 50. So what does, so remember, this is a continuation. So what does Ramchal say? Al kim yomru ha-moshlim. Those who are strong, that's how the Ramchal is darshaning this, the Moshel Berucho, those who are truly strong in life, what do they say? Ba'u Cheshbon. So remember again, just so you understand, because I want to make sure you know what the real Pasuk means. I mean, I know that you know what the real Pasuk means, I'm singing anyway. The Pasuk means, Al Kin Yomraham Oshlin, the rulers of Canaan said, Ba'u Cheshbon, that Klal Yisrael came to Cheshbon, that was one of the Canaanite cities. Ramchal is darshaning it by saying, Al kin yomru ha-moshlim. Those who are moshel, those who want to be spiritually strong, what do they say? Ba'u cheshbon. We have to come to make a cheshbon. We have to come to introspect. We have to come to evaluate. It's only if we take stock of our lives and ourselves, each and every day, do we have, and let's bring this all back, do we have the ability to allow the melech, to allow ultimately again the Yetzer HaTov to rule over the melech Zokin Uksil. Al kin yomru ha-moshlim b'yitzram bo'u v'nachshav v'cheshbono shalolam. So the Ramchal says, those who want to go ahead and rule over their Yetzer, so they go ahead and say, bo'u, let us come, the nachshov, and to think about cheshbono shel olam. We'll say cheshbono shel olam means what? You know, there's a great, you know, there's the great, I guess what we'll call, you know, cosmic budget. Right? So I budget side to side each month, you know, how much money I have coming in, what my expenses are. There's a cosmic budget. What's the cosmic budget? Hefsid mitzvah kineged schara. So the cosmic budget is weighing the loss of a mitzvah corresponding to its reward. Uschar avira kineged hefseda. And the schar of an avera, what I benefit, corresponding to those. So we'll say, what the Ramchal is advocating for is a cost-benefit analysis in life. Everything in life has a cost, and everything in life has a benefit. So a mitzvah has a cost. That cost, very often, is actual money. Right? So it's expensive to be Jewish, Baruch Hashem. So that cost is very often money. The cost is time. The cost is resources. The cost is a whole variety of things. But there's a benefit. What's the benefit? Same thing with an Avera. There's a benefit to an Avera. Incredible benefit. It's pleasurable, enjoyable, it's nice, it's fun. But there's a cost. And what's the cost? There's incredible collateral damage as a result of it. So what does it mean? Al kin yomru hamoshlim. Those who really want to rule over their Yetzer. So what do they do? What do they say? Bo'u cheshbon. That's what life is. We'll say, can you imagine for a moment, I'm tempted by an Avera. I want to sin. And before I say, okay, you know what? I'm not saying I'm not going to sin. I want to leave my possibilities open. Here's what I'm going to do. I want to take a step back. And I just want to make a cheshbon. We'll say, I'm not going to say that that'll prevent me from sinning every single time, because sometimes the Yetzer Hara is just exceptionally strong. But I have to imagine that it's going to save me a good deal of the time. First of all, besides the fact that just giving oneself a cooling off period before sinning usually helps, but just more than that, the cost benefit analysis with the mitzvah. How many times do we have beautiful opportunities in front of us to be able to do great things? And what happens? It's too busy, not right, whatever it is. Imagine for a moment, bo'u cheshbon. I make the cheshbon, because suddenly we find the courage to be able to seize those incredible opportunities. He goes on, he says, ze kia itza hamites hazos, lo yuchlu lases osa, velo liros amita, elo osam shekvar yotsu mitachas yad yitzram, umashlu bo. Now this is very important. The Ramchal says, but this only works. This eitzah about making a cheshbon, about taking a step back and evaluating and introspecting, is only the only people who could actually accept this eitzah and are willing to act on this eitzah are individuals, ultimately, again, who have removed themselves a little bit from the Yetzer Hara. In other words, we're both like, this is a very important yisod. See, if I'm still, we'll call it an LUI, you know, living under the influence, right? So if I'm living under the influence of the Yetzer Hara, if the Melech Zakim Uksil is the strongest influence in my life, then Lamaise, at the end of the day, it's hard to engage in some of these processes. It's just hard. It's hard to engage. It's hard to actually do it. So what Ramchal says is, just understand that in order to do cheshbon, I already have to be freed a little bit from the clutches of the Yitzhara. If I'm mamish embedded and meshed in the Yitzhara, it's going to be hard to engage in this process. If I'm able to take a step back and able to remove myself a little bit, then lemaisa, again, I'm able to make this cheshbon. Let's just do one more paragraph of what I'm saying. Misha nihye gibor. Yodea laharich es hapratim she'azlo lios gibor. So we'll say someone who has become strong. Remember, again, we're defining strength as the ability to ultimately, again, rule over one's yetzer, specifically to be able to engage in this cheshbon. So someone who knows how to do this, yodea laharich es hapratim she'azlo lios gibor. He knows also how to evaluate and how to arrange the details that have allowed him to become a strong individual. Ki mishu adayin chavush b'ma'asar yitzro. Mamshich lehisnahel b'shita shelamdenu shal yitzara shitas in lizman. See what I said? This is the great, to a certain degree, it's a little bit of a catch-22. Meaning, in order to be able to break the cycle, and in order to be able to allow my yitzra hatov to become the dominant force in my life over the Yitzhahara, I have to be able to take the time. I have to be emotional, I have to be able to control my Yitzhahara. And in order to do that, I need to what? I need to be able to engage in cheshbon. I need to be able to engage in this introspective, evaluative process. The only problem is that in order to engage in the introspective, evaluative process, I have to what? Break free of the Yitzhahara. How do I break free of the Yitzhahara? So interesting, of the way, like, see, the way it starts is by reminding myself that I have time. I have time for this. Well, so this is the amazing part. To engage in this process doesn't require money, doesn't require commitment of resources. Well, I shouldn't say that. It does require commitment of resources. It requires the commitment of the greatest resource, which is time. Time. So the problem is, and what's the chaf? The chaf over here is, remember, the greatest tool of the Yitzhahara is when the Yitzhahara says to us what? The Yitzhahara says to us, in lizman. There is no time. So if there is no time, it's impossible to engage in the evaluative process. But yet, the only way to really begin to engage in the evaluative process and work, break free of the Yitzhahara is to remind myself that I have time for introspection and evaluation. One more paragraph, then we'll stop. Haki pashat lomar. Haki pashat lecha lomar. The easiest thing to say in life is, Eini zman la'asos tachkir. So the easiest thing to say, right, is, I've got no time. I have no time for evaluation. I will say, now, why is that the easiest thing to say in life? Because the truth is, if you have no time, then mamish again, we can go back, we can just learn, you know, we'll say, remember, Eved Ivri, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, right? You know, Ziburis, Idis, Benonis, it's a walk in the park compared to this, right? You have to understand why. Because here's the great part. You can learn a black Gemara, and what? And what? It doesn't necessarily immediately demand something of you. Right? That's why sometimes learning, especially Gemara, is so attractive, because I can learn it. And the truth is, I learned 45 minutes. Baruch Hashem, I feel great. What do I have to do? So what's the answer? So that's the answer. All right. I have to collect from my balchov with bainanus. Right? That's what I have to do. I have to bring someone with ziburis. So the problem here is this demands something of me, and it demands something of me. I'll say, if we really learn this, then, you know, as soon as I finish learning, I close my Gemara, and I'm in davening, I'm already beginning to think, okay, Alkin Yomru Amoshlim Bo Cheshbon. So what am I doing? So what am I doing? It's not academic. If I'm learning it, then it demands action of me. That's why the easiest approach of the Yitzhar is just simply to say, I would love to do this stuff. Are you kidding? I love it. I love it. I'm here every morning at 5:45. Why else am I here if I don't love it? But you know what? That guy over there, I know him. He works 9 to 5. Right? He's got a government job. So, you know, for him, this is good. For me, I'm sorry, I can't. This is not for me. Supposed to say, this is what the Yitzhahara does. Ein li la'asos tachkir, ein li zman la'asos yeshivos sikum, ein li zman la'asos maznayim. Ulebasof atat ifshlas. I was supposed to say, so Klal Gadol is people who say they have no time. People say they have no time. Here's the amazing Bible. So the danger of that mindset is people who say they have no time when they're 30. Amazingly enough, has still have no time when they're 50, and the amazing part is still have no time when they're 80, which is an absolute amazing. Why? Because not having time is not a function of your schedule. It's a function of your mindset. And says Rav Kashtiel, if I say I have no time, oy vavoy, I set myself up for a life that lacks cheshbon and nefesh, and a life that lacks cheshbon, ultimately, again, is a life that will remain unfulfilled. Let's just finish this up. Im ato, lo kori kal kolo, kedei lada'as makorilis, antchein tafsid, we'll say same way. If I've got no time to evaluate my business, it might be very nice. I've got a lot of customers, I'm returning phone calls, I'm doing emails, no time to grow my business, it's okay. But one thing is for sure, which is what? Business is not going to grow. And if anything, over time, what will happen? A business that does not grow, by definition, will suffer losses. Zet teretz tov. So Rav Kashtiel says, you know what? In the moment, when I tell myself I have no time, it sounds like a really good answer. And it's true, because also sometimes we're so exceptionally busy that there is no time. Avalim terutzim. This is a great line. I'm going to underline this line. Avalim terutzim lo menatzchim. With answers, you don't succeed. Sometimes in life, you can have an answer, but it's so profoundly wrong and it's so profoundly broken. In terutzim lo menatzchim. Sometimes with the best of answers in life, we're unable to succeed in life as well. All right, well, so we'll stop over and pick up. You guys are in the middle of page 50 tomorrow.